Hey everyone, thank you for listening to new episode Yoshi Den. This is called episode 146, Porn Island. It has 8 parts. And originally, we were filming a video podcast named as Bell Island. Later on, we changed it to a porn soup. And for one reason or another, we were not able to release it. So I'm releasing it as audio podcast for the Yoshi Den. And I'd like to thank Christina Rose, Peter Warren of AVN, Aiden Riley, who works for Evil Angel. I'd like to thank those three. They were very generous with their time. And I also like to thank Nick and Ernie, who did the post and production for the show. And I really, really appreciate it if you guys could follow Twitter and Instagram account for Nick and Ernie. Nick's account is Nick, NickLanata. And Ernie Hurtado, which is ErnieHurtado. Follow his Twitter and Instagram. They're both have same names. So I hope you guys enjoy the 8 episodes. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, support Ernie at Moncast, which is a terrific podcast. It's been going for at least 3.5-4 years. So please support them. Anyway, enjoy the episodes. It'll run for next 8 episodes, and I should have 3 or 4 episodes after that to finish the series. Thank you very much. Talk to you guys soon, and happy holidays. By the way, one more thing. We are launching Illegal Magazine in San Francisco in January 2016. I talked about Illegal Magazine in one of my podcasts about 1.5 years ago covering Michael Olson. We need donation to make that magazine available in San Francisco. If you're against the drug war, or if you ever lost anyone you care about due to drugs, please, please support us. This is something I really believe in, and we're working really hard to get this thing published in January. It was originally published in Copenhagen, Denmark, London, UK. Now I'm very happy to be part of this great team. So please support us. Go to yoshiden.com to donate. And that's it. Thanks and happy holidays.
So we do want to talk about a couple of things, but thanks for watching. This is episode 7, and I think we're trying to add more, something new every week. We're learning to doing this, I think, a little better each week.
Yeah, and I just keep having some ideas, stoner thoughts that should be added into the show. And then I keep getting Yoshi high, too, so.
No. I just look like this normal, all right? So, Peter, you, let's talk about this first. Peter, You just mentioned you finally saw that actual AVN award show for the first time. It's not released through Showtime yet.
Nope, we haven't given it to Showtime yet, but I saw the final edit of it last night to check it for anything that might need fixing before we do give it to Showtime.
Sure. I mean, how was this show different from other shows you've worked before? Not work. I guess you were there as a audience member, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that different, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, the stuff, what I hadn't seen, I was there, of course, so I saw the whole show, but I didn't see all the, like,
the whole time you're dealing with people coming up to you, be like, I didn't win. Why is my seat so far back? Oh.
Does that actually happen?
Yes. Yeah. Every time I see him, he's
during the show,
hive of people around him, like swarming with like complaints.
It can happen during the show.
Wait, first of all, where do you sit? You don't sit in right front.
He hides from those people, is what he does.
No, like I actually don't have a seat, but I kind of roam, and if I can find an empty seat, I'll sit in it. Luckily, I did make it on for like a split second. I saw myself because there was a little time toward the end when some seats were empty in the front row, so I went and sat in the front row. And they were shooting Chanel and Samantha, the hosts, introducing the rapper. And yeah. I was sitting right
who
there.
Who's the rapper?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, okay. I think I know a girl who fucked him. Are you still fucked him?
Yeah, I think you do. I think we all do, actually.
Oh, well, this girl wasn't in porn. This is a regular bitch. Well,
anyway, I caught a glimpse of myself, so that was cool.
So what happened? People in the front left because they weren't winning? Or what happened? They just get what? Or,
no, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Whatever reason. I mean, people always get up and they go do yeah. whatever the hell they do.
They go get a drink. Yeah. They're pissed they didn't win, or they leave because they didn't win, or they didn't like where they were sitting. They were sitting next to some dumb bitch they didn't want to sit next to.
Of course, this never happened to you, Christina.
Oh, no, never. They're always trying to get me to sit in my seat, and I'm always trying to run away.
I'll tell you this much. Boy, did Spiegler get a lot of screen time. Holy mackerel.
Dude, he's the man. He should be on the screen the whole time.
And he got mentioned so many times.
More so than the usual?
How about the one time I actually won and it mattered, I forgot to fucking thank Spiegler. The only person that fucking matters. And I felt like such a douchebag. And then all the other Spiegler girls that didn't like me, it just confirmed that I was the biggest asshole ever.
The best was, there was a joke. There was something that the comedian said about, like, you guys are the best looking industry in the entire world or something. And then they cut to a shot of Spiegler.
Oh.
And I was like, that's the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen.
He's not coming back, guys. That is funny,
he's
but
so good. Like he looks like the scariest. Like what you think a porno agent looks like. That's yeah. what my agent looks like. But he's really the nicest guy ever.
He's a smart, decent guy. That's the weird thing.
He's the only. He, you know what? I call him a pimp. Whatever. He's a real pimp. He cares about his bitches. He does. He's the best.
So what? You know, if people are watching the ABN for the first time. Award show, what is Spiegel equivalent like Harvey Weinstein? Seriously, like whenever these actor and actress win, they say, I want to thank the Academy, I want to thank this producer and my agent and manager, but
yeah, kind of, or you know, like William Morris or mm-hmm. you know, something like that, you know, he's number one.
And and what else? I mean, how was, is this pretty long as usual? About, what is it, 2.5-3 hours usually?
Well, no, I mean, the broadcast version is only like 90 minutes.
Okay, so they cut a lot of the fat out of there.
Yeah. I mean, the whole, even being there live, it was like maybe just over 2 hours, something like that.
It always seems like forever. It always reminds me of going to Mormon church.
Well, that's right. You used to be Mormon, right?
Yeah.
Wow, just like Belladonna. But what I could recall the award show, I thought maybe 10 years ago, was like 3.5-4 hours.
And way cooler, too, probably.
It used to drag on and on and on forever, for sure. Yeah, but
wasn't it way cooler back then than it is nowadays?
I don't know if I'd say that. Like,
are you sure?
The one in Venetian seemed bigger. I mean, yeah. that one convention floor, it's unbelievable how big and long and wide it was. Yeah. It looks like Lexington Steel's dick.
Big and
but.
Long and wide it was.
No pun intended.
But you know, when they have these shitty awards for Oscar, like editing or whatever, and you know, nobody give a fuck about that. They're always right. looking for best actor, supporting actor, and things like that. And I think in the old days, you had every awards presenting those little awards, right? That's why it kind of dragged.
Yeah.
Eventually, what you did was cut off this one moment when, like, 2-3 minutes, like, it goes really fast.
They do a scan, the people that won that don't really matter that much, or they're not pretty, or whatever. They just fucking roll through those at the end.
I don't know if we ever... Well, I mean, I guess there must have been a time when they presented every single award, but, I mean... The number of awards has grown so exponentially. Over
what is it
the
now
years.
About?
It's like so everyone can win something. Yeah. It's like a pageant.
There's definitely over 140 categories.
Because there's like the novel, the toys, and like the all that shit too, right? Like the website and everything.
Yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of.
Who's going to win the next best porn podcast show next year?
We don't have that category yet.
Can you better make it. And win it.
We should. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a good idea. It is a good idea. I like.
For once, it is biased.
I like that you're on the team. All right, good. Okay, so now, if you want to win an award, you just have to make sure somehow it benefits Peter. Right. And then you can get it to happen at ABN.
So, you know, we're a couple days away from April, so what part of season?
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about we're not that far away from my birthday in April.
Oh, shit.
It's coming up on the 14th.
But you realize by the time we air this, your birthday is over.
Whatever, I still want to have a birthday podcast.
Okay.
I want cake and some bitches and shit.
Oh, yeah.
When is your birthday?
It's on the 14th. That's when I'm going to be gone in Atlantic City, though.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yeah. A day before tax day.
A day before tax day, yes.
Well, we should definitely do something before you leave.
I'm going to do a podcast for my birthday.
So we're reentering April. So we'll do a birthday thing soon. So what part of season is this for? AVN, like you're getting ready for what? Like summer convention or what's the big thing now? Or you just have 5 months of free time?
Yeah, right. We do have a show coming up, I think in May, that's going to be in New Orleans, but I don't think I'm going to it. What? Yeah.
What do you mean a show?
We're doing some kind of a convention in New Orleans.
This is AVN sponsored convention?
AVN throne convention.
Like, wow. I want to go to that.
It's going to be like sort of like an AE, but more of a like industry only.
Oh, well, I don't want to go to that then. I only want to go where I'm going to make a shit ton of money.
Why only industry stuff? I don't understand. And like, why would you do it there? Wouldn't you want to do it in LA where everyone lives here?
I don't know. I didn't come up with this.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I'm not even going to it. I just know that it's happening.
Huh. Well, we definitely have to plan some kind of road trip. I don't know about that one, but
we have already started up. Like, you know, I don't know if I was talking about it last week, but we already like shot some of the promo photos and stuff for next year's convention.
Already?
Yeah.
It's like Super Bowl. I think it's a year. I mean, really, it really is a year long thing, right? You really have to prepare. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen, I have to say, over the years, it's getting better each year, like production wise. And more you do it, you get better at it, right? I remember like first couple of AVN when I saw clips of it, it's just it looks like bingo or something.
It's a whole different world. I mean,
Randy West is singing and hosting the show.
That was classic.
Singing, yeah. Randy West was singing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And John Leslie was a hell of a good singer and a dancer.
John Leslie, didn't he like, he was a good shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his whole jazz band.
I didn't know that about, oh my God.
Yeah, Randy West did the whole.
What did he sing?
He did this whole like elaborate production where he danced and sang, and it was like they did like the titles of movies that were nominated, and he had a whole big.
Oh my God! When was this?
Oh, early '90s, right?
Yeah, it was in the '90s. Yeah.
Oh my God! I want.
You can find it on YouTube.
YouTube it.
Yeah.
Yoshi, YouTube it.
It's awesome.
That far away.
That's my problem too.
Oh, shit. Hold on, I got glasses.
Glasses.
Oh, this is kind of corny of us right now. Like, y'all are fucking blind.
So, but anyway, I will say that it looked really good. It was very entertaining.
Billy Crystal does a little dance.
Yes, that's what it was like.
Oh my God.
So when the AVN Awards are aired,
yeah,
coming up sometime soon. Everybody watch them because they're very entertaining.
And especially if you want to get into the business, if you want to know who's the player, it's really helpful to watch something like that.
I'll
And we had Dana D'Armond's doing red carpet. Dana D'Armond and Nicole Aniston, and Dana in particular was extremely hilarious.
Yeah, I could see that. She's a very funny girl, and her boyfriend, Nick Youssef, is a very funny comedian, and they make a very good couple. And
did I write Avian Awards, too? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Looks like Mike's Hardcore's girl right now.
She does have
with that glasses.
A Max Hardcore girl thing going on right now.
In real life.
Or in pretend life anymore.
Yeah, so...
Okay, wait. Randy West singing We Put the S in Sex sounds good to me.
You want to play that?
Is that... I don't think that's it, though. Maybe it is.
Well, it says that Randy West rocks out Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Yeah, I mean, I...
No, I'll take this one. Hello?
She's like testing...
This has to be it. This has to be the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's in a porno, though. That's not the AVN, though.
No, that's not. That's not it, though.
But that's not what we're looking for. This is some bogus shit. Is this it?
I don't know. I can't even see what
it is. It has to be it. 93?
Probably.
There we go.
We'll screen it. Oh, sound is so horrible.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh,
there
what's
is.
His name?
Mark Stone.
He's still running, right?
He's the best, actually.
He's still doing the band.
Yeah, he's kind of salty.
On the awards, he's there.
Oh, he yeah. is?
Yes.
Hello.
The 10th annual.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. We're on 31 now. Or is it 32?
That jacket's awesome.
And so he's been doing it from day one?
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to see Randy do his little.
He's a consummate professional.
I
remember him from day one when I went to the first one in 2001 or 2002.
He's
nice
amazing.
Guy.
Dude, I worked for him one time. He's doing a movie for, I think, Wicked called
Yeah, he directed
Curse
for
of the Magic Taco.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, who's that?
There's Randy.
Oh, this Randy West.
There we go.
He's got a Randy West shirt on.
You know, first time I met Randy, he gave me his fan photo. It's him naked with his dick sticking up really high.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's always like, this is a great show business. Here's a man I just met. Love Randy West. Yeah.
How come we don't do like little musical things in the ABNs?
We do. We have a musical guest.
No, I mean like this.
Like
I don't know. I wish we would. It would be amazing.
Like, yeah. No. Who hosted it this year?
The girls?
Yeah.
It was Chanel Preston and Samantha Saint.
Like, you should have had them do a fucking musical number.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Who could do that these days?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm sorry. If these motherfuckers could do it back then, we could do it now. What's stopping us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just laziness.
You want to do it, Christina?
I will do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Then you got to write a song called Ben Island right
now.
Yeah,
convince Gary Miller to make it happen.
I you know, here's the thing, Peter. I do miss the old AVN, though.
No, I know. See, that's... I mean...
It just seemed too perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of like... It's not like it was. And I wasn't even there.
No, I know. Hey, listen, I wasn't there when this happened either, but I've seen it.
You know, do you remember Evil Angel Booth? It used to be all wooden. It had that carnival kind of feeling to it.
Oh, yeah, the booths were all cool.
I kind of like the oldness. It gave the charm, but now it's all, I don't know, too corporate, whatnot.
Bogus, yeah. It's kind of corporate. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, it's like that's gangs. Good enough. Like, gangs were kind of cool, and then it got super cheesy because now all these people were pretending they're in gangs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to incorporate.
Remember the back in the day, only a few people only had tattoo, but now everyone has it?
That's true.
And it's all corny now.
Everybody's got tattoos except for me.
I only have one.
So, well, I can't wait. Do you know the date that they'll be airing Showtime?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's in April, but I don't know the date.
Well, I'd like to talk another subject, which is, you know, Christina, we want to talk more about you today because you're really every father's nightmare because...
That's so wrong.
No, but... of course we love you, but you know what I mean. Like,
why am I a nightmare though? What makes me a nightmare?
Okay, you broke into someone's house when you were 14. Let's talk about that.
I am actually a dream because I'm the only bitch honest enough to say that I did it.
Okay.
So there.
Well, I adore you whenever I hear stories like this, but you know, for father to hear their daughters break into some guy's house at 13 and 14.
Well, my dad doesn't know I did that.
Wow.
He might now.
No, he stays away from the internet. He knows better. It's my territory. I pissed on that.
She owns the internet.
I own the internet in my family. They all know. Stay off the fucking internet.
Well, let's talk about that. So what was the circumstance? Why did you break into some guy's house?
Okay, me and my girlfriend at the time, we were in love with this guy named Paul. And we used to just follow him around and harass him and stuff. And one time...
You guys didn't have any problem sharing him?
We weren't sharing him. We were just on a mission. I don't know. It was something to do.
So you followed him?
We would just follow him around and stuff. And one day we broke into his house. We knew we thought he wasn't home. And we broke into his house and we went into his room to just look at his shit and see what he had in there.
Well, how did you break in? Break a window?
Well, I lived in a small town. You just opened the door.
It was unlocked?
Yeah, no, you just walked right in. I lived in a small town. You could just literally go up to anyone's door probably and just walk right in.
Boy, another time.
Wow.
Yeah, not nowadays, though.
So you walk in, but weren't you worried maybe his parents might have been in there?
No, his parents were at work. We had him all staked out. I knew everything that was going down. I knew his dad was going to be gone at this time. His sister wasn't fucking going to be there either.
All right, so you walked
in. But we thought he wasn't there, and we were in his room, and we were like, I don't know, we stole a lighter and a pair of his panties, and then we were leaving.
Pair of his panties?
Our girlfriend was outside, and she was like going to ring the doorbell if someone came up. And she started ringing the doorbell as a joke, but really they were there. They were smoking weed in the garage, and they all came in, and they were so high, and we were like, oh, we got to go, bye.
Wait, they caught you inside of the house?
Yeah, when they were coming back in from smoking, we were leaving, and they caught us.
And didn't try to catch you?
No, they told us we can come back and hang out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So we did.
Girls can get away with anything.
Or
light-skinned person, because believe me, if young Lexington Steele wasn't that spot like that.
But young Lexington Steele's not a girl.
No, I'm just saying you don't just go around.
You gotta be a girl for this rule to apply.
That's not true. One time I got the cops called on me for breaking and entering.
Another house?
Yeah, but there's no proof that I did that. But supposedly...
Wait, so how many... allegedly, how many homes did you walk in high school?
Oh, the other one wasn't in high school. I was out of high school. The other one...
Okay, all time, how many houses have you walked in... when you didn't have a permission to do that, do you need an abacus?
I am.
That's a lot if you really have to think about it. You know how many I walked in somebody's house? Zero.
Well, good for you. I mean.
No, I'll be too afraid to do it.
I walked in someone's house one time not realizing that I was. Because I was stupid. I was just stupid when I was a kid. I'm still stupid, but I was even stupider then. And I remember one time.
How old were you?
I don't even know. 5, 6.
Oh, that's nothing.
Whatever. And I had some friend in my neighborhood that I went up to their door. And I remember for whatever reason, it just, I just decided to just walk in the door. And they the whole family was sitting in their kitchen, like eating dinner. And they just kind of looked at me and they were like, "What are you doing here?" It's like, seeing if whatever his name was home.
Oh my God.
And they're like, "Well, you just walked in? You didn't knock?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess I did." And I just left. I was so stupid.
It's so perfect to have a young kid like 5 years or younger or grandparents because you could make thieves out of them. You know what I mean? Who's going to... If I was 80 years old, I would just pretend like I have Alzheimer's. I'd just break into somebody's house and steal. Oh, I'm sorry. God. I thought this is my house. And just leave. Or pretend like I don't speak English, which is true.
I didn't steal anything.
No, I believe you, but I mean...
Except for at Paul's, I did, actually.
More than 10 homes?
No, the other time I supposedly broke into someone's house and damaged their property.
How old were you, allegedly, at the time?
Allegedly, well, at the time I was 22. 22.
Allegedly.
You're still disagreeing with you? Every father's nightmare? I mean, come on. What were you doing 22 walking into... Wait, did you break in or just walk in?
I used to live there, so...
Oh.
I don't really think I could have broken in, but...
But you moved out.
I don't think any of that has anything to do with being every father's nightmare. I mean, you know.
That's true. There's other things which makes her...
Well...
No father... whatever. It's... I would assume I'm not a father and I don't intend to be one. However, I know my father would not think too kindly of his daughter being in porn, but I don't have any problem.
First of all, you guys are talking about fathers. Like, yeah. Since when is a father the fuck around? I'm every mother's nightmare.
Oh, I didn't think about that way.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate there.
Because they can't control you?
Well, you know, because most mothers don't really approve of their son fucking a porno bitch. Who openly
That's right, because father is like
drugs.
High five, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
But if they're just fucking, why is that a problem with mom?
I don't know.
Because they might get married?
I've never been a mother before, so I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I think I'm pretty cool, but some people think I'm disgusting. That's on them. I don't know. I can't change that.
Yeah, no, you're not disgusting.
Not at all.
But when you do the porn scene right, that's, you know, should be disgusting. So only two break-ins? That's it?
Yeah. Well, that I can recall at the moment.
And what were you like as a kid? No, I'm curious. What were you like?
I was weird, I guess. I pretty much kept to myself. I was doing my own stuff. And then I'd have, like, my best friend, and we would just do our own thing, like, stalk the neighborhood boy. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know.
Stalk the neighborhood boy.
Yeah, we just did stupid shit. I dressed weird, and I listened to all kinds of music. And me and my girlfriends would just try to... get guys to buy us cigarettes at the liquor store and, like, beers and, like, you know, we'd go to the liquor store and I'd make my friend take her boobs out. She'd flash the guy because she had big, giant, like, double D boobies. She was a bigger girl, but she still had these huge tits. And I'd be like, "Jen, go flash the guy and get the Lucy's." And she'd jump up and down and get the Lucy's cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
How old are you at the time?
We were, like, 14, 13.
Wow.
15, 16, 17. I tried to flash him, but I'm flat-chested, so they just laughed at me. They were like, "Here's your cigarette. Nice try."
But I gather you were, like, a shy kid, weren't you?
I mean, I guess kind of, but I just kind of, like, I didn't really fuck with very many people. I just kind of kept to myself. I was doing my own thing, and I would have, like, my friends that I was close with, but it was a small circle, like 2-3 people maybe, you know, and then I would just fuck with those people, and they're weird like me, and they just wanted to eat cookie dough mix and play dress up and stalk the neighborhood boy.
I haven't eaten cookie dough in so many years.
Dude, it's so good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, and I just remember I was very happy about this because you were on the recent LA Weekly because you were in the cosplay show. Remember that we just did?
I saw that.
And,
yes, yes.
Fantastic pictures.
I know, I saw them. I was liking it. It was fun. I had fun there.
And we want to thank Chris Gore because he invited us. And
yeah, he said he's going to come on the show.
And for those of you who don't know Chris Gore, he used to have a show called Attack of the Show on G4 with Olivia Munn. It was very popular. 7 to 8 years, I think. And he has a lot of nice things to say about you. And cosplay. What'd you think, Peter? Did you like it? Or it's not really your thing?
It's whatever. Darth Vader came. It was cool.
It helped me get it out.
You know who Chris Gore reminds me of, though?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't mean it.
You said though, so that must be.
I don't mean it as an insult, but he does remind me, and I can't help it, of Porno Dan.
Wait a minute, what does Porno Dan look like? I don't.
Let's not ever mention that name on my fucking island. Ever.
Why? Again.
This is an island of tranquility and shit talking. We don't bring. Well, I threw up in my mouth right now, Peter. Oh my God.
Well, crazy. I don't remember.
Our friend Chris Gore like that ever again.
I didn't mean it as an insult. It just sprang to mind.
But Peter, who was he? I can't remember.
he's a guy who does porn.
Okay.
Wait, you gotta.
Don't forget the mic, ever.
God, you look like one of Joy Severus girl now. What's with that boots? With the glasses?
He's right up the hill. Porno Dan is like the equivalent of. Porno Dan is. He's like the guy from Craigslist that like finds some girls to do a porno and he like kicks them down a couple $100 and it's all shady and weird and his hair is super bleached out like it's 93 and I don't know, not to be trusted. I would never work for him.
He had his own like reality show on Canadian TV or something.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Is he still in the business?
I had a reality show too. Very popular in some other fucking country no one ever heard of. Like, no, he did not. He never had a reality show. On what channel? Let me see it. Let me see this show. Who is handing out these shows?
I have to look it up, but he definitely really did have a reality show.
Oh my
It's called
God.
The Right Hand.
What?
Yeah.
The Right Hand for what?
Or Right Hand Man or something like that. It has
is he referring to his girlfriend?
I think he might be.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But it existed.
Oh, my God. I can't. No words. No words.
So, anyway. Chris Gore is cool.
That was a good show. And, we are going, I mean, you know, by the time this thing aired, it's old news, but we're going to WonderCon. I'm looking forward to that. Christian is working on a secret outfit, promoting the show. Then I think I'm going to be on the panel with Chris Gore. I'm trying to hopefully, I hope by the time this aired, that you guys are on the show. We're on the show with us. And
I just so, because I've never been to none of this shit before, and I'm super excited. I'll use any excuse to get dressed up, too.
That kind of reminds me. So I'm curious about both of your experience first time you went to convention. Did we talk about that? What was it like for you guys?
I could tell you about the first time I went to convention.
Sure. What year?
I was 2000. Well, I guess it was 2008. I got in porn in May 2007. So it was 2008. I was signing for Pink Visual, and they had like 30 girls signing for them. They had some crazy, massive, weird booth thing.
God, and back it was in like those days,
30
it was
girls.
Crazy.
Yeah, Lexi Bell signed with me too.
And Red Light District had a big booth. Evil Angel, Jordan.
That was my first time being at convention, and I did the whole thing. It was pretty. It was kind of surreal, and I was kind of like irked because the girl that did my makeup the first day, like, whoa! I was like, I never had my makeup done like that before. I had like big painted on eyebrows and my shit was all fucked up. Thank God I was smart enough to do my own makeup for the rest of that weekend.
Mm-hmm. But what was it like? I mean, it was that wasn't the first time going to Vegas, was it, for you?
No. Are you kidding me? I went to Vegas with my family every year on a vacation. That was our family vacation, like with my grandfather and everything. What family takes your children that can't do shit in Vegas to Vegas? The most selfish family ever. We just want to party and drink and gamble. Go watch a game.
But it kind of prepares you for the biz, didn't it? Get you used to that land.
I guess. I don't know.
I went to Vegas with my family once before I was in the business. But we were all of age.
Okay.
I used to go to Vegas. I was going to Vegas every year with my mom for quite a while. And we would just get hella fucking drunk and have so much fun. My mom going through menopause yelling at a bunch of fucking bitches because they stole her spot that she reserved with a pack of gum. Like, like we would go. I would take my mom to Vegas, you know, because I'm making like hella porno money. And I would take my mom to Vegas every year and we would go to Vegas and just have like a girl's trip. Sure. She likes to gamble. I like to drink. So I just sit with her all night and hang with her while she gambles, and she lets me babble and get drunk.
Yeah.
And my mom's hot too, so we get to deflect all night long and we feel super bad. So it's fun. And this one year, I don't know, I think it's when she started going through the change, I guess. She's going through menopause or whatever. She started like snapping at people. My mom's very nice. She's not like me.
Yeah.
And she comes through in the morning, and this is before she knew, like, she knew that I smoked weed, really. Like, I would never smoke it around her, but I figured, like, in Vegas, fuck, I'm paying for this shit. I'm going to smoke my weed. But I would be respectful, so I'd wait till she would go gambling, and then she'd come up in the morning, like, around 11:30, and she'd be like, okay.
Whoa, she's been gambling all night?
Oh, no. She'll wake up in the morning and go to gambling, but she will gamble all night. Don't get it twisted. My mom loves to gamble. Yeah. And
well, she had you.
Fuck.
Biggest gamble of all. I mean, to talk about biggest gamble. It's worse than invading Iraq or Afghanistan. Jesus.
I think she's feeling like she lost that bet. I'm not. No, but she.
We gotta have her on the show.
No, she would never. Mm-mm, not at all. She tells people I'm a makeup artist for a living. She denies me.
Wow.
She can't. She supports me, but she denies me. She would never. But no, so she's had a couple Bloody Marys, and she was going to go get us a spot by the pool, and I'm like smoking as much pot as possible before I go down there. And I'm super high, and I'm on the phone, and all I see is her yelling at a group of Asian girls. And apparently these girls came down and stole her spot. And she's like, I reserved this spot. I came down here and I reserved it. And I asked her how she's yelling at me to go get new towels. And I'm like, whoa, I'm so high. I don't know what to do. It's a little scary. I've never seen my mom behave in this manner before.
So how did they resolve it? Did the Asian girls leave?
She kicked them off of where she said she reserved her spot with her pack of gum and matches. She kicked them off and they all just went into the pool below us. And my mom had made me go get new towels, and the girl's like, oh, you can have those ones, because I guess they were, what, she's like, I don't want your skanky towels. Like,
whoa.
It was like a whole thing. And the whole time she was just like totally in front of them, just like, isn't this so nice?
How old is your mom? Or would she be upset you're talking about it?
Yeah, I'm not going to pause on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep it all real anonymous for my mom.
So, were you nervous when you went? I'm curious, performer's perspective. Was it scary or was it exciting? The guys were jerking off to you and people were nice to you?
I was stoked because I'd only been in the industry, not even a full year, and I got asked to sign. And there were girls that had been in longer than me and been around and were doing things that I wasn't doing. And they didn't get asked to sign for anybody.
Sure.
So I was getting paid to be there. And it was just like an experience. For me, it was just an easy paid gig. And I was just stoked to go. And all the other girls were really stoked to go. So I wanted to see what it was all about. And I had fun that year. And I had fun the next year.
You know what? That's got to be an interesting thing, though. That didn't really occur to me until you just said it. But does it go through your mind or what does go through your mind being faced for the first time with a person and knowing that that person has jerked off to you.
Oh.
They know what your asshole TV. Looks like. You know what I mean?
They're bringing me pictures of my own asshole yeah. design. I'm like...
But you understand, like, I went 1999 and Randy West gave me his photograph naked with his, you know, dick is really hard. Nice to meet you, Randy West. You know, what's your name again? And he'll make sure he spell my name right.
Did he sign it on the dick?
Well, around it. And then he'll give it to me. And, like, strangely, I thought it was charming. You know, I know he meant really well. I got to know him a little bit. But I... For me, I think it took you probably a little time because I know how much you like people and the fan interaction. Because there's some girls that just looking at the clock. They just want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And they're just disgusted by their fans. Whereas you seem like you like people as long as they're respectful to you.
Yeah, no. I mean, most of them are all really nice and they're all just there to fucking pay you compliments and tell you how awesome you are. Oh, my God. And blah, blah. I mean, how could you not... Occasionally, there's a dick that comes around, but I'll lay hands on them. So I don't. For me, I like it. Even when an asshole does come up, I'll punch him in the face. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I can like it's the best of both worlds for me. I enjoy every aspect.
And when
of
Christina
it.
Says she punches in your face, she means
I really will. Yeah. Like, I'm not playing.
And I think that pays off. I really miss that part of that, like the carnival aspect of AVN Award Show.
It used to be like and,
it's
way
no fault
fun.
Of AVN. It just. I think the business, you know, because there's less girls. I mean, I remember 99. Holy Christ. There were so many girls. It literally took 4 days to see every one of them, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, there were just
that's true.
So many booths.
Yeah.
You know, and not to mention girls that come back next day with different outfit. And then.
I mean, there still are tons of girls. Sure. Signing, and there still is kind of a carnival atmosphere a little bit.
Let's talk for a second about what girls wear when they're signing. Let's remind these girls that these men are here to see some tits and some ass and this shit. We don't need to see you in your conservative BB dress that you got. All those you there's 12 of you. You all have the same dress. Wear something sexy. Be creative. I'm so sick of going to convention and seeing girls all buttoned up and they're wearing their glasses. I'm like, are you going to court? Why are you dressed like that?
You have to dress like that on Monday because you did something shitty over the weekend, right, Christina?
Like
wink,
wear
wink.
The whole thing.
Yeah, no, but I love it. It's funny because we have to remind people that you know a lot of these guys have regular jobs, not fun jobs. You know yeah. what I mean? And they work really hard for a whole week, have a little bit of money on Friday, maybe take a girl, maybe they get lucky
Dude,
over the weekend.
For real.
So they spend their hard-earned money. To travel wherever they could come from.
Like all the way to Vegas. Then they're paying for it to be at Vegas. Then they're paying for all the expenses to be there at Vegas.
Yep.
Then they're paying not only that, before they even get there, they're buying all your shit online or whatever. Like they're spending their money. That's why sometimes when I go to these conventions and I see some girls just treating people so fucking shitty, it makes me so mad. Or charging like crazy prices, like, bitch, you're at a convention where there's 20 other girls. He's not just a fan of you. He's a fan of everybody. If I go out on tour and I'm by myself featuring at a strip sure. club for a picture with me, the price is more expensive. If I'm going to a huge convention when I know you're paying $50 to get in on top of your hotel and everything else, and there's tons of other girls that you want to see, the prices are cheaper because I know you're trying to get not just my picture, but your picture with a bunch of other people. This girl's charging $50. Like, damn, get your money, but still, that's so fucking rude.
I mean, I could understand strip club because they didn't pay for any passes or flight.
I mean, you pay to you know get I mean? In, yeah. but that's like...
But that's still reasonable. But for me, going 99, it was me, Tana Manu, who's a comedian and a very funny writer and worked on the show with Brody Stevens on Comedy Central. And Brody went up with us, and that was 1999. Boy, it was an incredible experience. It was really, I'm not kidding, it was magical.
99 was a good year.
You were just going as a fan? Or you were?
We were going fan, but me and Tana, we were talking about, my cousin was going to loan us like $100,000 to start a shop. In Seattle,
oh my God.
And we got there, and I figure well, I can't just jump into business without not knowing something. So we went, in pure coincidence, when I met John Stelliano, he was thinking about opening a shop in Seattle too, pure coincidence. So that's how I got to know the guy. But boy, it was every horny guy's dream.
Oh, yeah.
And back in those days, it was during this consumer electronics show, right?
So guys, hell yeah. No, because the CES guys would come over and they'd be like, yo, we'll sneak you into our convention, blah, blah, blah. They try to get passes from us and shit.
Because their wives and girlfriend think they're working on Fujitsu or Cisco and all this shit. But half the time, they sneak into the porn thing. Good for them.
Right.
And it was a good thing for everyone.
It was good for the girls that were hookers too, because those guys like to buy hookers. So like it was all like
it definitely
money
is.
Was being exchanged. People were making a lot of money. Now it's during the gun convention.
Yeah, now they don't do it during the consumer electronics show.
Bummer.
Do you remember that year, Peter, ABN, that one year, it was the same time with like a high school cheerleader competition at the porn convention.
Oh my God.
Because I was walking by and I saw a bunch of girls. They look like junior high, actually.
That does kind of ring a bell, actually.
Oh, believe me, I didn't forget that year. Like, that was the best year for the convention.
Oh my God, you pervert.
I mean, those girls are better than porn girls.
Those poor girls probably got harassed. Oh my God.
So, you know, when you go Venetian down the cross, other side to the convention floor, there was another bunch of small convention rooms. That's where all this high school, junior.
Oh my God.
So we were walking by, like, I was thinking, like, is this part of the AVN? Because.
Did you ask one of those girls for their autograph?
I'm not going to answer that.
Can you imagine? Those poor girls.
That was like 2005, 2006, I think.
But yeah.
No, it was great. But if you've never been to convention of AVN, you have to go. It's the biggest one in the country, period.
I mean, it's still a huge deal, and it's still crazy. I mean,
it's fun.
Like this year, I was kind of relegated for most of the time to my little table giving out talent tickets for the awards. Because that's like my job now during the convention. But I had to go around because I had to do a couple of seminars and stuff during the week. And so I would have to go wander through. And like it just was a madhouse.
Yeah.
It was tough to get through the pack of people. Like it was, there was a lot of shit going on. There were a lot of girls just running around the hallways in skimpy clothing. It was awesome.
Now, can I ask something? Because we want to be fair to performers too. Gentlemen, when you take picture with these ladies, say thank you, please, but smile. I don't know. A lot of time they're nervous. You seen them take pictures? Because
they
act like they've never seen a woman before, but just...
Some of them are scared.
They're scared.
Some of them are nervous. Some of them are just really excited. Some of them are drunk. And, you know, they're all there just have a good time. I don't know. I get along with pretty much all of them. And when they get too fucking crazy on me, I let them know.
And also take a bath before coming to the convention floor.
Okay,
Even I noticed that.
Two things, though, guys. If you want to get that close hug, if you got the funk on you, or if you're wearing way too much cologne or patchouli, whatever the fuck you wear, we are not going to want to be hugged up on you. Because now I got to smell your armpit or your patchouli, whatever you're wearing every day, all for the rest of the convention. There is one guy, I call him Patchouli Man. And
it's the same guy every year, right?
It's same guy, not just every year, every convention. He goes to everything.
Wow.
And he's been dubbed Patchouli Man because he likes to wear patchouli. And he comes and you try not to get him to get in your line when you first get there. So you got to be really careful. You kind of got to dodge him and duck down. Like if you see him, that you could be in his line of vision. I just try to save him till the end of the day, because if I catch him in the beginning of the day, he puts the hug on you and he gets like six pictures. And then you just smell like patchouli, man, all day long.
Was
and
my dad nice to you?
Shut up.
Oh, can you imagine my dad? Oh my God.
I love him to death. He's the nicest guy ever, and I'm always really nice to him. But me and the girls call him Patchouli Man. It's because he bathes in patchouli. Like, he's just, I don't even understand where you get that nowadays.
You know, and the porn convention is another place where I learned I'm more sympathetic to girls because guys ask the same stupid question over and over. It drives you guys crazy.
Oh, it's got to be awful.
I start lying.
I just start making shit up and I start telling lines.
Because at the Peter's party, I saw Tori Lane. And I have to say, Tori Lane, she was very friendly to all her fans, always smiled, very nice to fans, just like you are. I don't know how you guys do that. Annoying guys, they smell, they kind of know you, but they're able to keep smile and continue to be professional. She even let me smell her butt at the end of the day on the convention floor and smell great. That's a true professional right there, Christina. Your ass smell Tory like Lane? Rainbow.
That's me? What makes her a professional.
Yeah.
Or Tori Lane.
Tori Lane. You never let me smell your butt.
I was going to say, yeah. My ass probably stinks after a convention.
And every once in a while, some of the girls, that's something naughty and they get in trouble. I remember our friend, Vanity, give a guy a blowjob in bathroom. She just disappeared.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what happened to her? Like, oh, I guess she got arrested.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens sometimes.
But that's a good customer service. You take a fan to a bathroom and give them a blowjob.
No, the whole secret is they give you their business card because that's the move to let... They're letting you know that they want to hire you as a hooker.
Really? I didn't realize
that. That's like the international symbol for that.
Holy shit.
But you know who I hate
more than that.
You know who I hate more than the smelly fat guys at the convention?
Who?
Those fucking handicapped people. They are the fucking worst.
Why? You're mad because I let them cut the line? All the girls usually let them cut the line.
And they're pushy. There's this one Asian mess. This Asian guy.
God, did he call him Asian mess?
He was just fucking awful. He could barely move his fat head and like... He's on the wheelchair. He just pushed everybody away like Death Race 2000. You know, he just run over people.
He just ran everyone down in his raffle.
He does. He hit me like four times in the last 10 years of the convention. And, you know, girls.
Because he knows he can. That's why.
This is the one year he'll have a hug, girl, kissing him maybe and give him a hug. But there's a lot of handicap and they're assholes at the convention floor.
No, well, one time.
90% of
them. Okay. One time there was a handicapped person and they were rude to my friend, apparently. I don't know. I wasn't there. This was all explained to me.
So what happened
by her and by her bodyguard guy? But he was just being very mean to other people and being very cocky and being condescending to her. And he was in a wheelchair and she kind of felt like he was being that way because he was in that wheelchair and he thought that he, and she was drunk too. So she was like, listen here, Larry Flint Jr. Oh, yeah. Don't be mean to people in my line. Like she just went off on him and told him.
Oh, great. So now we're not going to have Hustler sponsorship. Thank you.
Wow.
Pornography.
I didn't say it. I'm just repeating what happened.
Any memorable incident for you, Peter, at the AVN Award Show? I think we have, 5-10 minutes? Okay.
Any what incident?
Memorable incidents at the AVN? Did your parents ever come and check it out?
All kinds of memorable incidents. No, my parents haven't come to it yet. My dad's always...
My mom's come.
My dad's always like, maybe one of these times I'll come and check it out.
Did she sign next to you?
She knew I was going to be there, so she just met me out there, and she just stayed at a different hotel, and she just gambled the whole time, and we just met up and had dinner and shit every day.
What's the experience for her when she's hanging out with you and people recognize you?
Well,
has that happened before?
Depends on if she's hiding Bloody Marys or not. If she's normally just like doesn't understand what's going on, or she does, but she's just kind of like, what the fuck? Or every once in a while, it's happened when we've been out, like, in Vegas or something, and someone gets a little too excited, maybe calling out movie titles I've been in. My mom's like... Bye, you guys. We got to end this shit. My guest is here.
All right. Well, we were kind of all over, but my experience, I love that AVN's been memorable. And, like, one of these, I'll bring my photograph, but... It really was expensive for fans. Like, I didn't have a digital camera. I literally have to go every night at local drugstore, and they will print those pictures. And I could tell they were making extra copy for themselves because
of course.
And it's funny, they make extra copies while they're judging me. You know, because I look at the photograph. Why is there so many fingerprints on these pictures?
They've all been looking at.
Yeah, and but boy, it really was fun. I mean, the it's kind of like a high school reunion. Wow. You know, now that I've been in L.A. for so long.
Oh yeah, it totally is.
I'm still thrilled that Ashley Blue was in first two episodes. Big fan. She was better than I thought she was going to be.
Yes, we're going to work on some stuff together. For Bed Island, actually.
So I guess we will let people know on our website as soon as we find somebody to take care of it. But we'll put schedule like when we are appearing for shows and things like that. Because I'm already thinking about doing that for comedy clubs and future development. We'll probably ask people to donate and buy our t-shirts and things like that. But anyway, thanks, Peter. Thanks, Christina Rose. And thanks for watching this episode of Bed Island. And talk to you guys soon.
Good afternoon.